this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of the women.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
88 miles per hour!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Retro Cult. I'm your host, at least I have been up until this point, and I think I still am. I'm your host, Justin Perkins, and this is Retro Cult. One quick thing. If you listen to Talk Junkie, I covered this on Talk Junkie this week. I'm going to cover this here. We're not going to do any email this week. I've been gone for 2 weeks. Week after the last show, my son was sick, and that was priority. Last Sunday or Saturday, I was in Nashville, Tennessee, watching the Deftones. And I would say next to a family emergency, Deftones are right there on the priority list, and I just couldn't do it. But I'm getting her done today. I was actually going to try to do one this week, but my voice was shot. It was gone. And so, you know, I just be honest with you, from the concert, I really couldn't talk to save my life. But we're back. And I'm going to do what I do every time I do a show for either one of the podcasts. I'm going to say it's probably going to be a short one because it's just kind of last minute deal. I've been working on this, didn't get to do it. Actually, sorry, I had to clear my throat. Actually, I've got guests planned out and shows planned out for guests. I just need to get the Spooky Family back free, get them on here, and actually have two members of Here to Chew Bubblegum, Goose and the Dirtiest of the Dans. He's going to come on with Dingy Dave, and we're going to do Here to Chew Bubblegum. Actually, we're not. We're going to do They Live and talk about Here to Chew Bubblegum. So those things are coming up, and I just kind of got to get it worked out. And you're going to make my schedule not suck for other people. As you're listening, this is exactly midnight on Saturday night, Sunday morning. I mean, it's technically Sunday, May 15th right now. So, you know, I started this at 11:59. Actually probably 11:56 on Saturday. And that sucks. Most people don't want to stay up that late. Most people have real lives. I don't want to stay up that late. I get up early every morning and I'm used to it, and I don't want to. I'm actually supposed to be reselling vintage stuff tomorrow at a flea market. And I'm not going to be, because I'm turning my son and I's collection room into a movie theater / collection room / video store / I don't know. Me and him just kind of went crazy, but we bought our projector today. So I've really got to get started. Plus, I'm playing music out here tomorrow with the guitar player in my band, and we're going to go over some songs, maybe record some stuff and try to get some stuff done. And it's just, but I asked a question on Talk Junkie, and I'm going to cover the same question here. I'm getting messages mostly from the Talk Junkie side that a lot of those people don't come over here to Retro Cult and listen, and Retro Cult has a smaller following. I know just from emails and kind of talking to some people here, I do have people here that don't listen to Talk Junkie. I know I definitely have people that listen to Talk Junkie that don't listen here, because the numbers are drastically different. The suggestion has been made, and I don't know exactly how I feel about it, but the suggestion has been made that Retro Cult and Talk Junkie become one podcast. And if it's a Retro Cult week and feel like doing a retro type show, then that's what the episode is. If it's a Talk Junkie, just crazy, do whatever I do on Talk Junkie show week, and I want to do that, then that's what I do. That's what I did, and people complained. Now people are suggesting that I go back to doing it. It is much easier for me to do it that way. Much easier. And I like it that way. And don't get me, I love it that way. Because then there's no pressure. There's not pressure to perform two different shows each week, blah, 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 whatever. But I want people to listen and want to be happy in it. And some people only want to hear the retro stuff. They don't want to hear the Talk Junkie stuff. And some people only want to hear the Talk Junkie stuff. You know, I don't know. I don't know how to strike the chord. But talkjunkie@gmail.com or retrocultpodcast@gmail.com. Either email. Send me an email. take the time, take the effort. It's not that hard. Just send the email and tell me. What do you think? Keep them separate, put them together. I don't know. Just both, nothing. No, quit both. I don't know. You tell me. Could I just maybe like once a month have like 5 minutes on Spooky Family and just be like, this is Retro Cult this week. I need you to watch Kindergarten Cop with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Commando. Those are two good movies. Maybe it's a tumor. It's not a tumor. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not like, I don't know. Doing podcasts in general is getting hard for me right now. And not because I don't want to. Like, I want these to have guests, and it's just so hard. But I'm working. You people hang in there with me, to just being me for a little while, and we'll get there. I know we will. Oh, yeah, we're going to the top. You understand? It's like this. You hang with the Retro Cult, yeah, it's going to take you to the top. Cream rises to the top every time. Every single time you ask Elizabeth, she'll tell you. Macho Man's the cream of the crop, and the cream of the crop rises to the top, just like the Retro Cult. Oh, yeah. Way too much time on my hands. Maybe I need to use that time to podcast. I don't know. I've done two really cool shelves today, though, and I'm going to do a TikTok of those, and that's going to be our TikTok for this week, and I'm going to do a recommendation video this week. We're going to do that, too. A weekend rentals, if you will. Yeah. Come on now. Come on down this weekend and get it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I used to do a Dusty Rhodes. I don't know if I can still do that. I'd have to think on that one for a while. Yeah, I'd have to work on that one. But today, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the weather's changing. Did you like that clicking? The weather's changing, and there's something coming in the air, and I can feel it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's different. Everything's changing outside. It's so beautiful, so bright, so beautiful out. I mean, everything's just, oh, God, Jada just made Will mad, and he just slapped DJ Jazzy Jeff. That's awful. I'm so sorry, Jazzy. It's unexcusable, but it is summertime, and I don't know, I guess, if that is a violation of me playing that song, like copyright wise, they send Will here and he smacks me. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I suggest he smack harder than he did last time. I love summer movies. Summer movies is my favorites. Not really my favorite. My favorite's Christmas movies. Everybody knows. Anybody that knows me knows my favorite's Christmas movies. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. But summer movies are right there with them. And I think a lot of people think it's weird that I have movies that I watch certain times of year, but I don't think it's weird. And I know people that do that. I know people that specifically watch movies at specific times of the year. Now, the problem with doing these lists is if I sit down and make this list up before I start, I forget half of the ones that are actually my favorites, and I don't know why. If I sit and go through my movie collection, I write down way too many. I do have some luck with certain ones online, so, you know, there's that possibility. But I'm going to go through, to me, what are the biggies. And I guess, like, we could separate, like, let's start with the 80s. To me, the ultimate 80s, and I've watched it, I just watched it the other day, the ultimate 80s summer movie is going to be The Great Outdoors with John Candy, Dan Aykroyd. I really don't know if anything comes close. And I think that probably surprised people because a lot of people is going to be like, he's going to go Caddyshack. He's going to go Caddyshack just so he can give away one of those stupid ass tens again. No, I'm not going to go Caddyshack. I'm not going to give away another one because ironically enough, I gave away the first one and I mentioned that guy's name on here and got it to him. The second guy, I didn't notice his email. And this is how few you give a shit about the tens, apparently. I thought they were really cool gifts. I don't recognize email, and I don't get any more emails about it. Trying to answer the question. I don't even remember what the question was. I don't get it. So, like, a week or two goes by and nothing, and then this dude messages. He's like, hey, man, like, I thought I got in pretty quick. And he did get in really quick. That's another thing. And I kind of know this dude. Like, I'm not going to lie. I kind of know this guy. And he's like, man, like, damn, somebody must have been quick on the draw. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, I think I got in there pretty quick. And I was like, I never got any messages. I only got the one, and it was him. So he has it now. And I only have one of those metal tins left other than mine. So when you people pick up the pace and start listening, We'll give another one away. I can tell everybody's dying for one. Sorry, I had to burp. But The Great Outdoors. It's a great family movie. It's a great comedy. I really think Dan Aykroyd, first of all, plays well off almost anybody. But the same thing can be said about John Candy. But it's John Candy. I'm so sorry. I'm burping myself to. It's John Candy being lovable, which everybody loves. And he's like, he can be real. He's a very versatile actor. And I'm not saying like he can only do comedy. Like, I don't think we had time for him to stretch himself as much as he could. And I think Planes, Trains, and Automobiles proves that. But it's lovable John Candy. It's fun, just snarky, like douchey Dan Aykroyd. And Dan Aykroyd played great off Belushi. He plays great off of Candy. Like, Dan Aykroyd is just, obviously, in Ghostbusters, he's amazing. And not as snarky and douchey in the Ghostbusters, completely different character. But just love him, like, and love John Candy. John Candy was just an amazing actor. And since we're talking summer, not only did we get Great Outdoors from John Candy, but we also got Camp Candy, Saturday morning cartoon show. From John Candy, which was enjoyable. I seen it more since my son, because my son's into retro stuff as hard as I am. Saw it more through him, looking stuff up like that. I remember it when I was younger, but I didn't see it that much when I was younger. But Great Outdoors is always where I start, not just 80s-wise, anywhere-wise. Now, I asked some people, a lot of people came up with some stuff I didn't think. Me and my wife talked about it, and Weekend at Bernie's is one me and my wife think of from the 80s. And I rewatched that not too long ago with my wife. It doesn't hold up like I thought it would. It's not as funny as I remember it being. Not awful, don't get me wrong, but not as funny as I remember it being. But Bernie's, Weekends at Bernie's, is a summer movie. You know, me and my wife was talking about, we watched it because it was getting close to summer for that reason. Now, I hear from the 80s, Dirty Dancing thrown around a lot. I'm going to be honest with you. Never seen the whole movie. If you know me personally, I am so far from masculine, it's not even funny. Like, I'm not a tough guy, lumberjack. I chew a jawbreaker and spit nails and swing a hammer and an axe and got 14 guns, 3 in my boot and 2 in my pants and kill snakes with my bare hands and wrestle alligators. That's not me at all. I was born pretty not tough, is what my papa used to always say. And he'd always say tough and stupid are the same thing. The only reason you don't find them on the same page of the dictionary is because they're spelled different. So I'm not a manly guy, but that's not why I don't watch Dirty Dancing. It doesn't, I've tried. It doesn't do it for me. Some movies, Footloose does it for me. Dirty Dancing does it. But a lot of people consider that a summer movie. Now, you know, like, I can understand why based on something, but like, I never thought of it that way. It's like, one of the lists online had, Ferris Bueller's Day Off as a summer movie. No. Now, we're going to go John Candy, and we're going to go summer, and we're going to go 80s. We're going to go Summer Rental. Not Candy's best movie, but a great summer movie, like a fun summer movie, and not something that you see like super all the time. You know what I mean? Like it's very of its time, very of that. I think a lot of people forgot about it until kind of this retro movement of old stuff come back. Caddyshack, obviously, I consider a summer movie from the 80s. I don't, you know. Vacation. There's a little guy named Chevy Chase. We actually did an episode completely about Chevy Chase. That's all it was. Nothing but Chevy Chase. And a guy that works for the FAA, Poon, I believe. It's a Comanche name. I don't know if you remember him. You know, a lot of times, you know, and I was talking to my buddy Hoover about this, you know, you call the local restaurant, put you in a to-go order. It's going to be a day at the house watching movies. Call and say, hey, give me a Bloody Mary, a steak sandwich, and a steak sandwich, and put it on the Underhills. Send it on down to the cabana, and I'm going to watch National Lampoon's Vacation, or I'm going to watch Fletch. Either one. I consider Fletch a summer movie because it looks hot there. I mean, obviously they live in California, but it looks warm. It's definitely summer there. I consider Fletch a summer movie. Fletch lives. It is kind of a summer movie. I don't really consider it a summer movie, but I watch it year round just like I will Fletch. But Vacation. Vacation to me is right after Great Outdoors. And it probably should be first as big of a Chevy Chase fan and stuff as I am. But for whatever reason, growing up, I always thought Great Outdoors first. I did, and I still do. From the 80s, again, I know I'm going to miss stuff. That's probably my biggest ones from the 80s. 90s. I'm going to go to a list for the 90s and see what they've got. A League of Their Own, definitely a summer movie. It's just not something I watch over and over again, but it is a great movie. And I can done tell Sandlot, definitely any of the baseball movies, they're going to miss a lot of stuff. Dazed and Confused. It technically is the first day of summer when it ends. It's a time travel movie about summer. You start your journey the last day of school. But the last time, is it Mitch? The last time Mitch grabs his nose. The last, all right. You get the last Randall Pink Floyd sighting you have is in the first day of summer. Can you dig it? I say summer movie to me. I say this has Clueless down the summer. Isn't Clueless that literally happened during the school year? That's stupid. Heavyweights, summer movie, but it's a camp movie. And I'm getting ready to have a camp special with the Spooky Family, and I'm not going to talk camps with anybody else but the Spooky Family. And if they hear this, if they take the time to suffer through this episode and listen to this, know that your presence is not only expected, but it's damn well mandatory. Independence Day. I mean, shit, it's July 4th. It's a good movie. It really is. Is that Bill Pullman, I think? Randy Quaid before, like, crazy Randy Quaid. Will Smith before he starts smacking mofos all over the place. It's a great movie, and it is most definitely a summer movie. A summer movie I don't think I really considered a summer movie, and still don't know that I even think about it in that terms as Point Break, but they have that on there. There's a little movie with a little actor. I don't know if you've ever seen his stuff. I actually had Spooky Family on. We talked a little bit about this guy. Very, very minor actor. But there's a movie called What About Bob? Bill Murray in it. And that is as good of a summer movie as there's ever been. It's from 91. You know what else came out in 91? My Girl. I'm going to tell you right now, little Justin. I was born in 82, so that means in 91 I was 9 years old. Let me tell you what little Justin done. Little Justin went to his mommy. And little Justin said, "Mommy, take me to the movies. Let me go watch a movie." I only remember going to one movie with my mother my entire life. It was 1991. And it was My Girl. Dan Aykroyd. Is it Dan? I think it's Dan Aykroyd. I've blocked this from my memory. It's probably why I wanted to go, because I think Dan Aykroyd's the dad, ain't he? Can't remember. Don't need to know, and I'm going to tell you why. I go in, and we watch this movie. And little Dan McCulloch Culkin knows he can't be around bees. And what's he do? He goes and gets in the damn bees. And they come and they sting him. And he ain't even got his glasses on. And she sees it and she says, "He can't see without his glasses." And I cried. I cried then at 9. I'm 39 today. If you flunked math and had to go to summer school, let me do the math for this, 30 years later. If I had to watch little Macaulay Culkin laid there stung up by those bees with no glasses on and her come in and give him his glasses right now, 39 years old, I'd sob like a baby. Excellent movie. Never want to see it again. It ruins me thinking about summer. I don't even want to think about summer in the 90s no more, because I don't want to think about Macaulay Culkin not having his glasses and dying and stuff there. Wet Hot American Summer. It's up there. It's up there at a level that I just can't describe. I love Wet Hot American Summer. It's hilarious. The TV show deal, they went back and redone and all that. You know what I mean? It is what it is. And it's not bad. It's just not, I guess, good. Be the opposite of bad. It's not bad. It's not good. It just is what it is. I went to list after list, and these lists suck. Let me tell you what they didn't put in there. They didn't put The Wild Thing in there. Major League. How's Major League? Like, Major League is summer. To me, baseball summer, Major League summer. So insert whatever baseball movie, Field of Dreams, whatever it may be, they make good summer movies. But when it comes down to, okay, it's, and I think Jaws is a good summer movie. But when it comes down to it, and you say, "Hey, Justin," and I go, "Yeah, what do you want?" You go, "Hey, what I need, and this is what I need. The three best summer movies of all time." Okay. In my opinion, I got to preface this. We can't talk camp movies. So Ernest not going on this list, because we're going to talk camp movies later. Ernest can't go on this list. Preface that Ernest would probably be on this list for sure. To me, top three all time. For me, that I'm going to watch every year, no matter what. Maybe not the three best, but three I'm going to watch every year, no matter what. No doubt, Great Outdoors. Caddyshack. What About Bob? You say Vacation's not on there. It's not. If I got to go three, it's not. It's not on there. But Vacation, definitely up on it. But like, First Beverly Hills Cop. I don't know why Axl Rose wears a jacket and a sweater. I don't remember seeing like any Christmas shit in the movie. I don't know. But that feels like, you go to California and it feels like a summer movie. Even though we all know two movies filmed in California that are most definitely Christmas movies. A little movie called Die Hard. Even though it's warm there, he's got a tank top on. But it's you know, I mean, he is indoors, you know. But that is a Christmas movie. And I don't think enough people give it credit for being a Christmas movie. But it feels summery. I think Beetlejuice feels summery, but not summery enough to not be a Halloween movie. Most definitely. To me, Blues Brothers feels summery. It's something I watched a lot. And that's another thing. Like, does it have to be a movie that happens in the summer to be a summer movie? I don't think so. But I'm going to give you a couple movies that were TV summer movies. I mean, these are movies that they played a lot in the summer on TV that I've seen a lot. And there's a lot of bacon in this. Footloose. Mentioned it earlier. Footloose was TBS, TNT, TBCD, TPQ, whatever T was in it, TNN, whatever, was playing Footloose every summer. So I've always associated, even though Ren's in school and he's going to prom, he's got a badass tie. You do, you say what you want to say about Ren and Footloose, but he's got a badass tie. Okay, he's got his tie on. He's going to prom, but it felt like a summer movie because I always seen it in that time. A little more bacon for you? Tremors. I mean, it's hotter than hell where they're at, wherever it is they're at. Where's Arizona or the desert? I don't know. Why do people say desert island, desert island, and deserted island? I would have thought it would be a deserted island, but it has a lot of aspects of the desert, except it has salt water all around it, but you can't drink the salt water, so that's just like not even having any damn water. A desert island, that's just crazy. I would like to go to a desert island. I like desserts. Desserts are great, and I'd like to go to a desert island. I think a desert island would be awesome. Maybe not, but that's beside the point. Kevin Bacon in Tremors always makes me feel like it's summer, even though it's not specifically said that it's summer. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Right now, an argument I've had numerous times, and I feel this movie can be done at both times of the year. Some people say, strictly a Halloween movie. You're liars. You're liars and you're horrible people. You're the type of people that, I don't know, do bad stuff. Or just whatever it is you think is really bad. That's what these people do. The people that say this is only a Halloween movie. The Burbs. I think The Burbs is most definitely a summer movie. You don't get one of the Coreys painting a house in October. I'm going to tell you that right now. You know, it is a summer movie. And I've always considered it a summer movie. I don't remember when I seen it on TV all the time. But if you want to watch it, look, if you want to watch that movie at any point of the year, I think it's a good time to watch that movie. Just to be completely honest with you. But I do consider it a summer movie. So I was having this discussion talking about, you know, summer movies and this and that and kind of, you know, going through and somebody was like, well, you know, Friday. And I'm like, Friday? Friday's not summer. Yes, Friday is a summer movie. Smokey is on summer break. He bought him a little 20-20-20 and he's on summer break. I did, you know, I never thought about that. But it feels like summer. It does. Now, back to things that made me think summer. I done the USA Up All Night episode. And when I think back, and I don't know why, and I guess it's because obviously during school year, well, no, it's on the weekend. Anyway, whatever. To me, when I think Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, or I think Class of Nukem High, or I think Toxic Avenger, or I think Hell Comes to Frogtown. You know, when I think any of those movies, I think summer. I think staying up late in the summer watching movies. Okay? So they kind of work in that way. So we sit down and we look at, we've talked about it. We've discussed this. Movies that are summer-related, baseball movies or, you know, police academies. The police academies always felt like summer movies to me. Honestly, what, Meatballs? But it's a camp movie. See, we can't, there's so many. Please don't think I'm forgetting these great movies. They can't go in. That's spooky family material, and I'm saving it for them. I bet they're so excited about that. But you know, you think about movies that are summer related, like Caddyshack's A Summer Job, you know, he's blah, 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 blah. Great Outdoors are on summer vacation. Vacation, they're literally on vacation driving across country. It's a vacation. In contrast, stark contrast to Christmas Vacation, whereas it is at Christmas, or Vegas Vacation, which should not exist. Or do you want to go? Because, you know, I don't know why. I assume it's just because I think the British are dirty. That's not true. European Vacation. You know, there's a lot of those out there. We just don't talk about Vegas. I do have it on Blu-ray, or I mean on DVD, but we don't talk about it. But there's those movies that are most definitely derived from summer. So I want different responses, and I want interaction. You people need to get on the ball. You'll do what I say, and you'll do it now. What I say is you'll interact, or I'll take this from you, and you'll not get it back. Unless I get bored and I just want to do it again anyway. But tell me, what's your favorite summer movie? Put it in your email box machine. Send it to retrocultpodcast@gmail.com, or go find us on Facebook or on Instagram. It's Author Jay Perkins on Instagram, or on Tickety Talk, and comment and tell me, hey, this is my favorite summer movie that involves it actually happening at summertime, whatever that may be. Then there's movies. This is a three-prong attack here, people. Slow your roll. Give me a movie that may not necessarily be a summer movie, but you remember it from TV in the summer. And this is my favorite one. When did I watch the most movies growing up as a kid? Probably the winter, but that's beside the point. Don't ruin this shit for me. Let's say it's summer and I'm out of school, because I did watch a lot of movies. It's late at night. Earlier that day, where'd I go? Probably to the pool, maybe got a pizza, definitely rode some bikes, maybe jumped some dirt jumps, maybe skateboarded a little bit. But besides all that, to the movie store, either to Movies and Munches or Video Solution in Hyman, Kentucky. We didn't have no big chain stuff. There's no Blockbuster here. Couldn't spell Blockbuster. Didn't have two extra B's in the county to make a Blockbuster sign. We had Movies and Munches and Video Solution, and we didn't need a Blockbuster. I'm just going to be completely honest with you. Those two stores were superb. So, it's summer. I'm young. I go to the video store. Say it's summer and you're young. You went to the video store. What's that summer rental, that thing that you remember renting the most, or you can remember renting from a specific summer? I can give you a trip to the rental store when I was younger that I remember specifically. Tony Hawk Pro Skater came out for Nintendo 64. And it wasn't the Tony Hawk game that was on everything else. I don't even remember that it's specifically called Tony Hawk Pro Skater. It may have been, I think it was Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I know it was involving Tony Hawk in a skateboard game. Very different setup than what it was on PlayStation. A far superior game, a game I've been burning up lately because they remastered Part 1 and 2 for PS4. We're going to do a video game episode pretty soon, so on now, you can get some of that. This night in particular, rented Tony Hawk Pro Skater, or whatever it was for Nintendo 64. Wasn't a super good game. We ended up buying it, and I played it nonstop, but I rented it. It was just out. And I rented the only VHS copy of Rad left in the county. The copy I ended up buying when they closed the video store down. And wore out, and now I have on Blu-ray. Thank God they released, I think Vinegar Syndrome released it. But I rented Rad in that game. And I'm going to be honest with you, I think, but I could not verify it and tell you for sure, but I think I rented Ace Ventura Pet Detective that night too, and I always considered that a summer movie. If that didn't get rented that night, then it was a different night that I rented Rad. Because I rented Rad every time I went to the store, because he never would sell it to me until he went out of business. I definitely 100% drank a homemade chocolate milkshake that night. I definitely 100% ate bagel bites that night. 100%. And I 100% eat 3D Doritos, the most 90s thing out of all this, with my friend Eric as we played Tony Hawk. Then, at probably 1 or 2 in the morning, after we'd been out all day skateboarding and riding bikes and stuff, we sat and watched Rad for probably the 50th time in the living room of my home. And I remember that night very well. So Rad to me always has been just a super, like, this is summer, you know what I mean, movie. And it is a movie that I still, I mean, always watch. Like, the problem being, I don't just watch it at during the summer. Like, I watch it almost any time. So if I was going to give you a recommendation for tonight for a summer movie, it wouldn't be Rad. Because Rad's special to me. If you've never seen any of the movies I've talked about tonight, and I was giving you a movie to pick from, I would say pick either Vacation, the original National Lampoon Vacation, The Great Outdoors. Pick one of those two. Pick one of those two. And, you know, again, like, that's not necessarily my favorites or this or that, but pick one of those two, and those are the best representation of a good summer movie, I think. And I don't think you can ask for much more. Unless it's a camp movie. And there's some camp movies I'd put on that list, but I can't talk about camp movies, can I? No. When are we going to talk about camp movies? Whenever I can get Spooky Family free, then we talk about camp movies. Then me, Elliot, and Gertie, and Beagle. Oh, God, yeah, Beagle. That big, hairy Beagle. Yeah, we'll talk about camp movies. And that's again, that's coming up. Maybe a two-parter or... I can't say, I got so many plans of things I want to do. But hey, I asked you earlier, and I'm going to ask you again. I keep getting these messages. Let me know if you want me to combine the two shows, tell me. If you want me to keep them separate, tell me, and I will keep them separate. I don't know. That would help a lot, though, if you'd tell me that. There's another episode I'm wanting to do real bad. The problem is the two people I wanted to have on, can't get them, but I've got one that'll just, I don't know, I'm thinking panel, bunch of people, Saturday Night Live. I'm a huge Saturday Night Live fan. Huge SCTV fan, huge laughing fan. I just like sketch comedy. Huge Dave Chappelle fan. Love Dave Chappelle. Love, and just found a DVD copy of, I don't know if it was a couple seasons or the best of, I have to go back and look, In Living Color. One of the best sketch comedy shows of all time. Mad TV, so good, Stuart. I don't want to do it. Look what I can do. I can do podcasts. Sometimes I can do two. Sometimes I can do them on time. It all depends. It is what it is. You know what I mean? I haven't got to go through all my buttons tonight. I think I did do the... I haven't done the Beetlejuice.
It's showtime.
I'm the ghost with the most, babe. You know what I mean? I don't know. Did I do a good job of summer movies? Like, I'm trying not to... We're 40 minutes in, or at least just... Program's been up 40 minutes. I don't want to kill you guys. If I sit down and I start going through a list that I made out, make this, we're going to be here for an hour and a half. And I know it gets boring to listen to these long ass shows. But I got a question for you. What topics would you guys like to see covered on Here to Chew Bubblegum and the Spooky Family and the Paranormal Trucker and Seth's Daily Podcast? Then you should send all them emails and tell them what you want to hear. But first, you should start listening to them, because I love those shows. I do actually love those shows. I've been on those shows numerous times. Not just because those people are amazing, because they are amazing people. And they are really good people. And if that's not reason enough to give them an opportunity to listen to them, then screw you. But if you need more reason, they're great shows. They're much better than this. Like, I'm very sorry for the technical difficulties I had last week. On the last episode, I don't know. I have a Rode board that those shows use, or at least some of those shows use. It was super expensive, and it's super nice and super good, and it works super good for everybody else but me. And I don't know what happened. I got a Rode mic. It's a cool Rode mic. This Rode mic has been everywhere, and it was given to me by a very awesome, very beautiful, very sensual, very strong man, and a great friend. And it's a good mic. It's a great mic. I've got good headphones. Got bad posture, but that don't have anything to do with the sound. I don't know. I don't know what happened, and I'm sorry, but I'll tell you where you won't get that crap. You won't get that crap on here to chew bubblegum, and you most definitely will not get the subpar yeah, button work that I do on on a Spooky Family podcast, because they do that shit right. And yeah, I've cussed a lot, and I can't help that. I don't know what to do. You know, people know I usually don't cuss, and I like to keep this family friend. I'm very sorry. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm a disappointment. I was always a disappointment to my parents. Not as big a disappointment as some of the other siblings, which really helped me. It kept me motivated, kept my ego in check, you know, but it kept me feeling good about me, you know, kept my spirits up. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that. But you won't hear all those crappy things that I do and those horrible things that I do on the Spooky Family podcast, one of my favorite podcasts in the whole wide world. The Paranormal Trucker is awesome, and I want to have Bart's baby. The Paranormal Trucker is awesome. Snowman, Large Marge, great show. Seth's Daily Podcast, dude, does it daily. I mean, it's in the name. You know, it's like EA Sports in the game. Seth's Daily Podcast, it's in the name. You know, that should be his slogan, and I should make some money off that, because I think that's a pretty good idea. So check out my friends. Listen to them. I just did a Talk Junkie podcast, and you know what I didn't do? I didn't do the Don't Suck, Don't Die, and Be Good to People. So I'm going to say Don't Suck, Don't Die, and Be Good to People.
In a world that's left him behind, in a cult with no mirrors, one middle-aged man seeks to relive the past. This is Retro Cult.